Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa,
WDEZ.
Remember yesterday I was talking about the scratch and sniff pants? And you didn't think it was a good idea?
No.
You didn't think that I should be wearing them?
No.
Because of the amount of scratching, it'd be like a minty smell all over the place.
I just think it's kind of a weird idea.
Well, they've got something else for you now.
For who?
For females. For females.
So
for women.
Mint pants aren't meant for females?
Oh, I don't know. I just assume for me. I don't know. I could support
of course you would
mint
assume
pants.
It's just for you.
Dutch designer created a new dress. You ready for this?
Yes.
It becomes somewhat transparent when the wearer gets aroused.
What?
The Intimacy 2.0, it's called.
Okay,
it's,
this is for a woman?
It's got hidden sensors that monitor your body temperature and your heart rate.
I didn't want to talk about this.
This is great, though. This is great. It monitors your heart rate and your body temperature. When they increase because of your excitement, that the dress becomes see-through.
So what's the point? For your partner or something?
It creates just a sort of play.
Okay. That's just dumb. Because you know what? Every morning I get warm because we're having so much fun. And you know what I mean? Like, it's dumb. No.
So.
Stupid.
So if we want ratings, you should wear this and we should get a webcam installed in here is what you're saying.
That's dumb.
Well, that's the problem. The problem is what happens is, like I said, when your heart rate increases and your body temp.
Yeah.
The other things that cause women's heart rate and body temp is fear, anxiety, even embarrassment.
Yeah.
So you get a little embarrassed.
First of all, if I put that dress on, I'd be embarrassed in the first place knowing that what could happen.
Uh-huh.
So it would just be, it'd be transparent the entire time. And that's just, I don't know.
So it's not a dress that you wear.
I believe
out.
That you shouldn't put it all out there. You should leave something to the imagination. That's just how I feel.
What about lingerie? Now, if it was made lingerie, that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's going to be for your husband, that's fine. If you're at home.
It's not something you'd wear to work?
Great. No. That's seriously ridiculous. Where is this guy from? What country?
So it's from Dutch.
Oh, duh.
The
there
Dutch.
You go. That's why.
So you're not going to wear those if I get myself some mint pants?
No.
Okay.
If you spend your hard-earned money on mint pants, I will flick you upside the head.
Will you come over and scratch my pants?
No.
It'll smell like mint.
Okay, what happens if I don't like mint?
Oh, well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably a good
like
point.
These ideas are awesome. I'm all about entrepreneurs and making money and stuff, but I just it
like the Hypercolor shirts. Remember those? How awesome those were back
no,
in the 80s?
No, because you wash them. My brother had one, and you wash it one time, and they don't work.
No.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
they didn't work. Well, and it was more in the 90s.
They were cool for the first time you wore them.
But yeah, but that's it. And then, of course, your mom's not going to let you go walk around with a shirt that hasn't been washed. Your mom's going to wash it, which is what happened. And then they don't work anymore.
Did I just dig into some childhood?
No, I didn't have it. It wasn't my shirt.
My mom. Really? I used to have Hypercolor shirts all the time with my members only jacket. I was super cool. I had the pants that were tight rolled on the bottom.
Brian, I don't think you were ever super cool. Let's just say that right now. Let's just you and super cool. Someone who wants mint pants and a dress for his wife that's see-through and transparent. There's nothing super cool about that. I'm sorry. I can't wait to see you guys go out on a date night. You're wearing your mint pants and your wife's got her transparent dress on. Okay, super cool would not be what people would be saying.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.